El mundo enfrenta una pandemia. Encuentre respuestas y acceda a información veraz y confirmada en el especial de NTN 24 sobre coronavirus COVID-19. Escuche los contenidos de NTN 24 en su plataforma de podcast favorita.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to The Power of Us, a podcast where Abel and Rosie lead us in nurturing, equipping, and empowering the relationships in our life through their experience and vulnerability.
Hey guys, welcome back to The Power of Us. I'm Abel.
And I'm Rosie.
Today we have a special episode that's going to be kind of hitting close to home, I think, for a lot of marriages that might be going through this.
You're right. The letters that we've gotten, babe, the emails have been about this.
Yeah.
I've gotten several, both from men and women.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because sometimes you assume women are writing, and women do write more, but we get a lot of letters from men too, man.
Yeah, and the main thing that we constantly hear is, what do I do when only I'm trying?
Oh,
I feel like my spouse isn't trying. I feel like I'm the only one trying. I feel like he doesn't try anymore. She doesn't try anymore. She doesn't care. You know, it's basically all in a nutshell. What happens when one spouse is the one giving it the marriage their all and the other one isn't?
Well, you've never been through that, babe, so you can't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I always bring it 100.
You're always trying.
I'm always 100.
Oh,
I'm like Kanye right now. I'm like the Romans.
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
Oh, yeah. Cool, calm, and collected.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I always bring it. 100.
Uh-huh.
Always. That's me. So you've never been through that. I, on the other hand, have. Because
Oh, really?
Okay. All of, like, 3 years of our marriage, I gave it 100 and you gave it, like, 15%.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's,
you weren't even trying,
that, yeah, no, I completely understand. That's why the word divorce kept coming out of your mouth. You're so right, babe.
Okay, wait. We got to stop. Sarcasm never helps the situation, babe.
I'm sorry.
In all honesty, guys, to our listeners, if you're being sarcastic with your partner, stop. Sarcasm is a total, what is the word? It's a destructive, demeaning term that will never, ever, ever help in your relationship.
Yeah, it's kind of like stinging, you know? In the beginning, it's fine, and then it starts actually really hurting.
Yeah.
You know, it keeps stinging in the same place, and then after a while, it becomes a big issue.
Well, I know a couple who, the wife was really, really, really trying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming the husband was trying too. I don't know. I haven't talked to him very much. But she was really, really, really trying. And he kept being sarcastic. And it didn't seem like he was trying.
Uh-huh.
He's not very expressive. It was just, he didn't want to go to counseling. He didn't want to talk about issues. And she was trying. I'm talking about years. One sarcastic text made her go over the hill and just say, you know what? I am done.
Wow.
So be careful with sarcasm, especially when you know your spouse is trying and you're not showing that you're trying.
Yeah.
You're just expecting him or her to do all the work. Then at least don't be extra destructive.
Mm.
I mean, that's, I guess, advice number one for today. Maybe you're not giving it 100. First of all, you have to analyze yourself, no?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to know, am I really giving it my all?
Yeah.
Am I really being super honest, forgiving, transparent, merciful, loving? Am I really trying 100% on the communication? And if you're not, you got to be 100 with yourself. And then at least don't be destructive with things like sarcasm and being demeaning and being extra hurtful when the person is being humble and kind. But today's show is more about, what about if you're the one that's trying and your spouse isn't? Then what do you do, babe? Honestly, we've both been there. We've done it to each other.
Definitely. And I think we've both done it to each other. We've been in different stages in our lives or just different things going on where one person is the one giving it its all and one person isn't. And then
it seems like it switches off, right, babe?
Yeah, exactly. It's like a teeter-totter.
It's
or
the worst,
just, yeah,
man.
It's just, it definitely is the worst. But I think you got to just keep pushing.
But how? When the other person doesn't even give you, like, a little to feed off of, you know? It's like the rabbit chasing the carrot around the track, and you start to believe halfway down the lap, hey, he's never going to give it, man.
Yeah, I get you.
And I think that is when divorce happens. Mm. That is when you're just, when you see your future as sheer darkness, like, he's never going to change, she's never going to change, it's not going to happen, and I'm getting tired. And we've been there.
I agree. I think as human beings is when we don't see results, we tend to lose hope.
For sure.
So I think that that's one of the biggest issues. So we're in this process of trying to better our marriage, and one person is trying and the other one isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we don't see results, we get hopeless, and then we step back down, and then we join them in the same misery, mm-hmm. which is what they're trying to do.
You know what's? I'll go ahead.
Babe. Okay, but the issue is that when we're trying, we don't communicate that to our spouse a lot of the times.
Yeah.
We just kind of just say it in ourselves, ooh, I'm going to try today. This is going to fix everything.
He's supposed to notice.
Yeah.
He better notice.
Yeah. But it's, especially if you guys are in a bad place, he's not going to notice. Yeah. He's going to be expecting, he or she is going to be expecting, this is going to last for a little bit, and then it's going to flip around, and it's going to go back to the way it was.
Right.
So why am I even going to try to receive this right now if a day from now, 2 days from now, I'm going to do something that's going to mess it up, and she's just going to go back, or he's going to go back to the way that they were.
Yeah, man, you just described like a whole year of our life.
Yeah,
of teeter-tottering, going back and forth, switching roles of I'm trying and you're not. And then as soon as I would try, it felt like you purposely wouldn't try. It just felt like that, or vice versa. You would be trying. And as soon as you stopped, I'd get scared.
Yeah.
I'd get scared. Oh, my God. Now I'm really, really going to lose him. I've pushed him too far.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to try. But by that time, you were exhausted.
Yeah, definitely.
You were like, dude, I've been trying for weeks. And just because I finally gave up. So it seemed like we were playing the dating game, or even worse than the dating game, while married.
Yeah.
So destructive.
Yeah, that's honestly the worst thing that you guys can do. I mean, the best thing that you can do is do your best to try to get onto the same page. So what I think the people should be doing, instead of doing this whole thing where they're 1 minute they click and they're like, you know what, I'm going to try for my marriage, but I'm not going to tell my spouse.
Mm.
Instead, they should have, hey, man, let's sit down. Things aren't good, right?
Yeah.
We both know that. But I want to let you know that I want to try. I'm not going to ask you to try. I just want you to know that I'm going to try. That way you don't put any pressure on them. But you put an expectation on them that they're going to be able to say, hey, today it went better, or today he or she did better, or today this person treated me amazingly, or they treated me with love because they are trying for me.
Then the reason for trying must be different. Then the reason for trying must not be for the spouse's reaction. There must be a higher level, higher reason to try.
Yeah, because that puts pressure.
Yes, because if in anything, whether it's for your marriage or your degree or your career or your passion or even your children, if you are trying something, if you are doing something to receive a reaction, you're going to burn out in every area of your life. Everyone from pastors to maybe doctors or lawyers or every career out there. If what we do is to receive a reaction from someone else, then we're going to burn out because people aren't always appreciative.
Yeah.
And people certainly don't react the way we thought they would.
Definitely.
So what was your reason for continuing to try when I wasn't? Or when I was trying less? Because I think to a certain extent we were both trying, but sometimes I was like at 5%.
Yeah.
And you happened to be like at 80%.
Yeah.
And then it would flip, vice versa. So when I was at the 5%, at the 10%, those days where I just wouldn't talk to you for like days at a time, mm-hmm. and there was definitely no sex going on, and you knew you couldn't even get sex if it got better.
Yeah.
What was your like reason for continuing to try? What's that higher level? What's that, who were you committed to, or what were you committed to when I wasn't doing my part?
I really had to look at the overall picture of, I really, really, really love this woman. I want to spend the rest of my life with her. I know that right now it's bad, but I know that it can get better. That's what we really have to do, is like really analyze the situation. I don't want to leave her. I don't want to lose her. And my life wouldn't be the same without them. And I mean, she's a mother of my child at that time,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I want to be with her. So this sucks. But I don't want to be with anybody else. So I want to give it my all. And I'm going to just look at the overall picture and not look at what's going on that week. You know, try to look at a further goal. just like you do with anything else, you know, that you're trying, from a business to losing weight.
Right.
Or a hobby that you're picking up. Just because it gets harder, you reach a stuck point, doesn't mean that you have to give up.
Oh, that's good.
And that's an issue that we have as human beings. Forget that that's an issue we have as Hispanics. Forget that that's an issue we have as male or female or whatever generation we are. We're just, as human beings, it's easier to quit than it is to keep going and go through the growing pains or through the quote-unquote process that we've talked about in the past, you know? This process right here, you can't understand it until you've gotten through it. So whatever you might be going through, just know that you're not going to be able to understand it. You're definitely not going to like the process while you're in it until you get past it. You know, the best advice that I can give is that you have to just continue to love the other person that's not trying.
Mm.
And after a certain point, I mean, you can only love a person so much and they can just be jerks and not try to love you back or not try to become better. If you have any type of humanity in you, any type of just compassion in you, you're going to see, hey, man, my wife, my husband, they're trying, and I don't want to treat them bad. At least even if you can get that in the beginning, eso es ganancia, you know? I don't want to treat them bad back. You know, I'm not going to be an a-hole to them. I'm going to be cordial with them.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're saying, if you're trying and I wasn't, and you're being so good to me that at least it's going to get to my heart of saying, I may not be kind. I may not be ready to give it my 100.
Yeah.
I may not be ready to have sex with him, but I'm at least going to receive it politely.
Yeah, but here, I'll also check this out, because, I mean, I remember we had issues ourselves. Right. I messed up really bad with gambling, and that became a really, really, really big issue with us.
Who's texting you, homie? That's twice.
Man, that's your phone.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
So that became a really... Who's texting you right
my
now?
My family. You know how my family is, baby.
It is 1 a.m. in the morning.
It is not 1 a.m., homeboys.
Just kidding.
But you know how my family is. They text all day. Yeah.
Like I was saying, when you're trying... And I'm sorry, when your marriage is in a big old bind, and it's just... It's terrible. It's terrible all the way around. And one person isn't trying...
Yeah.
One... You yourself got to realize, what's the reason that they're not trying for?
Mm.
You know, did I mess up really bad? For instance, like in our marriage, I messed up really bad with gambling.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of trust issues there.
Mm-hmm.
So me trying for 2 days and me getting frustrated because you weren't ready yet, I'm a jerk to even say that. You get me? I lied to you for months and months and months about having a separate bank account and technically, quote unquote, a different life. You know?
Yeah.
How could I expect that of you? But if I had to keep trying and keep trying, and yes, I had to get through the sarcastic comments from you back. Ooh. I had to get through the lack of trust. I had to get through and trudge through a lot of comments that were replied back to me when I was trying to do something nice, of anger and pain, you know? Because anger is a secondary emotion. So in reality, she was just really, really hurt from me lying, you know? So that's something you have to understand too. So if you're in that kind of messed up relationship right now, that one person messed up, whether it might be adultery, hiding something, lying, something like that coming up from the past, things like that, there's going to be moments where the one person is going to try. Why? Because the other one is really, really hurt. Mm. One is the one that hurt, and one is the one that got hurt.
Right.
And when it comes to that, you're going to have to push through and be persistent and have it in your mind, I will work to get through this until we're able to get to a better place.
And you used to say that all the time.
And you have to have patience.
And I was really trying to not take advantage of it. I promise. I know it doesn't seem like it because it literally took me a year. Like almost a full year from the time I found out about the gambling to a year later to really forgive you and really, really get down to me trying.
Yeah.
I thought just by allowing you back in the house, just by quote unquote, cooking for you and once in a long while having sex. I thought that was going to be enough, or me considered trying. And just so that you guys know, for a woman with a broken heart, for a person with a broken heart, that is trying. He probably didn't see it. I was sarcastic. I was mean. I was always hurt. I wasn't responding sexually or to any other kindness he was showing. I wasn't responding because on the inside I was so torn, but I was present. So as long as the person is present and you know you've done something wrong in the past, then it, like you said, have in mind, I am willing to work up to, I am willing to to restore what I broke. And yeah. I think that's what you used to tell me all the time. All right, babe, I know you're checking my bank accounts. I know you're always texting me, where are you? You at the casino? Like all the stuff I used to do. And you used to just reply back, okay, babe, I know you're mad. It's not helpful and it's a little hurtful. I remember you used to just calmly, really calmly say, man, that hurt, babe. I haven't been to a casino since I told you. I give you my word. But I understand you're mad, so I'm willing to take it. Go ahead, babe. I'm going to take it. And then I didn't want to give it. Yeah. I'd be like, man, I don't want to be mean to him.
Yeah.
So advice number one, you have to have a higher reason for trying than the person's reaction, because usually you're not going to have the reaction yeah. that you want. Two, you have to have it in your mind like a set goal that is like more than the moment now, and I am willing to restore what I broke if you broke anything.
Yeah.
And you said another point, babe, get back to the root of what really started this all.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's probably 6 months later and you just noticed that they haven't tried anything. Cause sometimes we get so busy with life that we're like, you know what? Homie hasn't kissed me in 6 months. What the? Homie has not brought me a flower or said I look good. What is it? You don't even notice till later.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, what happened? What did I do yesterday? And in your spouse's heart, it's like, no, babe, this is like 6 months ago that I've been hurt. You just kind of noticed.
Yeah.
So you got to get down to the conversations of, babe, where did this start?
Yeah.
Like, why aren't you trying anymore? Or are you trying? I think more than accusing the person of not trying, ask them, baby, are you trying? And if you are, maybe I'm not seeing it.
Yeah.
But thank you for being here. Thank you that you haven't left that door. At least you're here. At least your body is present. But I really want your heart present in this. What can I do to help you? Yeah. Now, I was going to ask you, why didn't you leave when I was mean for a full year? I mean, a year is a long time for me to be mean. I mean, you knew you were wrong,
mm-hmm.
but I had taken you back.
Yeah.
So I knew you loved me, and I knew it was you love Sammy. Did somewhere in between I give you little sparks of hope that it was going to get better? Is there anything that I did? I want to ask you this so that our audience can look for little sparks of hope
yeah.
when they are trying and their spouse is like at zero.
Yeah, there were. There definitely were. There were small sparks of hope where I'd feel like we had a good day.
And you'd grab
not
onto
an,
them.
Yeah, not an amazing day, but just a good day. And I'd be very thankful for him. And that's what you got to do, especially in these really bad moments, you know? You just got to be grateful for the little ones and just take them for what they are. And now, granted, like I said, this is where one person had really, really messed up. Granted, the reason why I messed up was yeah. because we were both messing right. up, and then I just wanted to escape, and I didn't want right. my life, and
it wasn't all able.
So everything leads up to it's both people's fault, except yep. the big bubble happened when I really, really screwed up, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, there were many days where you would just be good to me, like not amazing,
yeah.
but you would just be nice to me.
Right.
You know, you'd be cordial. And that's what I held on to. And I was just thankful for them. And then just hoping that one day it wouldn't be that way. One day it would be a lot better. Now, if you guys both messed up, or if it just happened gradually, and there's really, you can't even point out, like you said right. earlier, where it all went wrong, then that's where kind of both of you have to just really try.
Okay, but if your spouse isn't trying, how do you make them try?
So you don't make them try. You cannot make the other spouse try for you, because if you do, all they're gonna do is they're gonna do it for you, and then they're gonna regret it.
Yeah.
Resent it. Yeah, they're gonna resent you for it. Yeah, we've definitely been there.
Like when you used to live to make me happy, and it became a pressure for you mm-hmm. to make me happy. Because I was never happy
mm-hmm.
And you felt I was insatiable, you really started to resent me mm-hmm. and vice versa. When I'm like, man, babe, you don't like anything. So anything from as little as making meatloaf and I thought you didn't like it, or anything as big as just like seeing you smile. I'm like, man, yeah. this guy doesn't smile, so I'm going to stop trying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is what I think, babe. I think that you can't force them, you're right, and you can't make them. You shouldn't. It should be voluntarily.
Yeah.
I think two things. I think you don't stop trying
mm-hmm.
till you stop loving them.
Mm-hmm.
till you stop loving them.
Yeah.
And ask yourself every day, why do I love this person? If you do, you get up. If you decide to love, I'm not talking about emotions. Yeah. I'm not talking about butterflies. I'm not talking about how he made you feel or what he did for you. It's a choice. If you decide every day to continue to love this person, mm-hmm. then you continue to be you, because your actions can genuinely motivate someone to be like
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
That's the only thing you can do.
Yeah. I mean, when you're deciding to love somebody, please don't decide to love them because of the situation you're in now. Just because you guys just got into a fight 20 minutes ago, you're saying, oh, I'm done loving him forever? No.
Yeah.
Look at the overall picture. It would be very unfair if you judge if you're going to continue to love them for the rest of your life or not based on one incident.
That's true.
So look at the whole thing.
Right.
All the way from the beginning of the courtship all the way to where you are today and all the good and the bad in between. Mm-hmm. And that's how you're going to be able to decide, you know? And there was one thing that you said right at the end.
That you motivate someone mm-hmm. by your actions.
Definitely.
Not by your words, like, you better start moving. Or
right.
Or sometimes it's a threat of, I'm going to give you one more week. And if you don't fix this in a week. No, yeah. I'm not talking about ultimatums. You can't force someone, but you can motivate them by just actions of love.
Definitely. So many of the times, we have to treat this like a sickness. Where this person is in pain, this person is ill, this person is hurt,
oh, yes.
They're injured.
Right.
That's why you gotta treat it sometimes.
And it's an internal pain, you can't even see it.
Yeah, and so many times we're expecting them to run a mile, and you've even said this to me,
yeah.
We're expecting them to run a marathon, I'm sorry, and they can barely limp.
Yeah.
And sometimes we're asking way too much of the other person, so especially when they're hurt. So you gotta really think about that too, you know? What is this person able to do? And you gotta really think about it. Is Rosie, maybe compared to Abel, Rosie was giving 5%, but at that moment, yeah. Rosie was giving everything that she possibly
That's
could.
That's so true. I actually want to cry right now because I remember this conversation.
Yeah.
It was raw and it was real, because now looking back, it didn't look like I was trying.
Yeah.
I was just this empty shell in your house that yeah. would clean and take care of the kids and go to work and once in a while cook. Mm. But I felt like I had a broken leg and a broken arm, and I was trying to catch up to you on this track
mm-hmm.
because you were moving fast. You were getting better fast. You were trying really hard. You were doing everything right to fix the situation, and I couldn't, but I was trying, and you thought that I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we had that conversation where I said, babe, you're running marathons, man. You're running laps around me, and I can barely do one lap.
Yeah.
Please just understand, I need you to slow down with me to really just know that compared to you, it is 5%. You're mm-hmm. way ahead of me. I'm giving you the credit. You are doing great. Thank you for trying that hard. But please acknowledge that what looks like 5% is at least 75% of
yeah.
mine. I'm really giving it my all.
Yeah.
Sometimes it was 100, but compared to you, it didn't look like it. So maybe we shouldn't even compare
yeah.
our hundreds. Know that each person looks differently giving 100%.
Yeah.
And well, to begin with, it shouldn't be 50-50%. Have you noticed? We haven't said, oh, I give 50, you give 50.
That's
good. No, we're at 100.
Yeah.
Love and marriage is about 100. I give 100 no matter what Abel is giving.
Yeah.
And that is one of the key points that we learned in life, that I'm not going to wait for Abel to give 100. I'm going to give 100 for Rosie, for the commitment that I made to God and I made to you and mm-hmm. I've made to my children now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give 100. But I'm not going to compare my 100 to Abel's, because you can lift way more than me.
Yeah.
But if I'm lifting 20-pound weights, I'm getting the best workout of my life when you can be at 40, 50, 60.
Yeah.
So that's your 100 and this is my 100. So for your spouse, if you are giving 100, first of all, good job. You're doing good. Don't give up. Do not give up. Keep doing what is good. Do not get tired of doing what is good, because it always pays off. And I
yeah.
know it doesn't seem like it, but it does. It is a law. It is what the world calls karma and God calls sowing, and you will reap. You will. If in this lifetime and in the next, please believe it and live it and know it, that it's just a matter of time, that if you keep planting apples, you're going to get apples one day
yeah.
and they're going to be good apples. And maybe, I don't know where it's going to come from, but it's definitely going to come.
And if you're on the opposite end and you just so happen to be listening to this podcast, please know that it is okay. And that you can get better, and that you can be different. You know, you are not alone. Just because you're in this bad place where you feel like you can't give 100% right now, or maybe you are giving your 100% and you just don't know what to do because you're so hurt, just know that it can get better.
Yeah.
Rosie is a living testimony of that, where she was really, really, really in a dark spot. She didn't know if she wanted to try, but she was able to get better. And it took a lot of effort from my part,
yes.
And it took a lot of effort on her part, daily, just trying each and every day. So that's what you just got to do. Take each and every day one step at a time. In your instance, take each day one step at a time. Try to see how you feel today. Try to see what else you can do that could be more active in your relationship. And if you're on the other end, you don't live day by day. Live day by day, but live looking towards the future.
Yeah.
Live looking towards, hey, you know what? We are not where we were 2 weeks ago,
yeah.
Where she wouldn't say one word to me.
Right.
You know? Now she at least wants to talk to me. But the most important thing that we can give you guys from this, when one person is trying and the other one is not, is communicate.
Yeah.
What is going on? What changes are being made? Don't just expect for the other person to understand, know,
sure.
or read your mind and what it is that you are going to be changing in order to better yourself,
yeah.
for this relationship.
Right.
You know, so you really got to just communicate and say, hey, you know what? I know we're not in a good place. I want to start trying more. So I just want you to know that I'm on board and I'm not asking you to do anything.
Right.
I'm just telling you that I'm going to try a lot harder for this marriage because I care about it. I'm really sorry about what's going on in our life, but I want to get better. And vice versa.
Right.
If you're on the other end, say, hey, you know what? I'm just really broken, man. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. I'm giving my best, but I'm just broken.
Right.
Just that alone, you communicating that to the spouse that is trying will give them some understanding in, hey, she does still love me.
Yeah.
She's just not okay.
Right. Exactly. And to all our listeners, especially my girls, listen to his tone of voice. Because I remember telling you the exact same thing with a different tone of voice,
mm-hmm.
when I used to yell at you, but I am trying. Mm-hmm. I try for you and you don't even notice.
That's good.
That's totally different now. Now it seems like an attack.
Yeah.
Now it seems like, wait, you throwing it in my face?
Yeah.
It's your tone of voice that will say it all. And don't, sometimes you don't even have to give specifics. Well, I just cooked you meatloaf and I tried and I slaved. What if you just say, hey, baby, I just really hope you enjoyed your dinner.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know through this dinner that I love you,
yeah.
that I know things aren't the best with us, but I'm in it. And it looks just like simple meatloaf, I know, but just know that my heart was in it.
Yeah.
And whatever reaction he or she may give you, just know that you communicated and that I think it resonates in your heart. Sometimes we don't say anything.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're not ready to be like, oh, baby, thank you so much. But believe me, it sticks.
Yeah.
And okay, so I have one more question for you, babe, before we go. Do you remember when it switched? Do you remember the moment you noticed when it switched? When you said to me, hey, you're not the same anymore. You're the Rosie from before.
I think you were washing the dishes and we were in the kitchen, I believe.
What? Why did you notice me different? Like, what was it?
Because you were trying.
Like, how?
Like, you weren't 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that, like, just like something happened where you started, you told me you were going to try. But then again, you had also told me about like 4 or 5 other times, hey, I'm going to try, I'm going to try, I'm going to try. And then we'd go back, we'd take a step forward, we'd take 2 steps back, we'd take 3 steps forward and 2 steps back again, you know. But this time it was consistent where you just kept doing more and
it
getting
was
better.
Consistent. There you go.
Just
maybe
consistent.
That's what it was.
You know, so I mean, look, your marriage is not going to get better because of one talk, especially if there was a big, big hurt,
yeah.
or if there was something that went on and it has happened over time where your marriage has just lost everything about goodness about it,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to get better with one talk. It's just really not. It's going to be a progression. You guys are going to begin almost from the beginning again.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are still going to contain, you guys are still going to have the same memories and the same good and the same bad. A lot of the bad you're going to remember more than the good, especially in the
sometimes,
beginning stages,
yeah.
you know, but it's going to be like beginning all over again. It's going to be small baby steps, and that's just the way it is. But don't fret, and don't be scared, and don't be frustrated.
Right.
Because you know why? Because after everything is all over with, and you're done with this quote-unquote process, and you're
yeah.
able to look back
yeah.
at everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly that has happened in your marriage, you're going to say, hey, we're more mature.
Right.
And we're a better version than we were before all the bad came into
right.
our life.
Exactly.
You know? So just don't lose hope. Don't lose hope on both sides. Hey, if you're the one trying, or if you're the one that can't try right now, or if you're the one that, that, doesn't want to try? Because, I mean, that is another issue too, babe.
Yeah.
Because if you're a person that is hurt and not able to try right now, that's one thing. But when you feel like just your spouse is just a jerk and just doesn't want to try at all because they're being either a machista or they're being strong-willed or strong-headed, and they don't want to render themselves, that's another thing. And that's something where you have to decide for yourself on what it is that you want to do with your life.
When do you quit?
Yeah.
Is what I was going to ask you. Going back really quick before we answer when do you quit, I wanted our listeners to know that the consistency, because you said that you noticed, you know, that one night that I was just washing the dishes and it was my consistency. I had made the choice 3 months ahead and I didn't tell you. Mm. I didn't come and say, this was the one time that I didn't say, hey, guess what? I finally forgave you. Hey, guess what? I finally decided that I'm in this for real forever. I finally decided that I'm going to let go of this whole thing and never bring it up again. It was just a consistency for 3 months and then you notice. So I want you to go back, spouse that is trying, and think, have they been trying for a while and haven't said anything and I'm not allowing myself to see it? Mm. Or has there been some sparks of hope that I can see? And is it getting a little better so that you can eat those up and let it give you the strength and the fuel to continue doing what is good? Now, on to our last point. When do you know that it's time to quit? When you have been given it 100%. And they completely haven't. I'm not talking about cheating.
Yeah.
Because cheating at that, in my book, that's just like, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'll forgive you. I'm not going to hate you. We'll co-parent. But I'm not taking cheating. That's just one of my things. And you know that, husband.
I think they're
obviously no abuse. I'm not talking about abuse. If you are getting hit, if you are getting hurt,
get out,
verbally, yeah, physically, make a plan, call a hotline, call a friend, and get out. There's too much killing going on in Mexico of women by their husbands right now and anywhere. Just get safe. But I'm talking about like a unhealthy relationship. Mm-hmm. That's not like toxic. That's not like verbal abusive or physically abusive. What do you do? Like, when do you know?
You have to communicate and let them know what's going on in your heart. You can't just dust it under the rug.
Because so tell them.
You have to tell them, hey, you know what? I'm getting to that point. I really love you. But I feel like you're not trying. I feel like you don't love me. I feel like you don't love us anymore. And I feel like you don't want this. And I'm getting to that point of just feeling like I want to give up. Like deep down inside, I wish I wouldn't want to feel this. But I'm getting to that point because I need you. Oh, geez. You know what? The hardest part is vulnerability.
Yeah.
The fact that you can humble yourself enough to say, I need you to love me more.
Hmm.
I need you to speak to me more.
Right.
I need you to reaffirm this or reaffirm that and make me feel better.
Vulnerability is very scary.
It's so hard. I know. I completely understand.
I remember.
But vulnerability were the best moments that I was actually able to get across to you.
I give
you my word. That's the best time when I was able to be vulnerable and I let go of the normal stuff. Like, hey, I'm so sorry. Hey, you know what? I really regret what I did. Hey, would I let go of all like the surfacey stuff, like the normal stuff that I've repeated like tens and thousands of times.
Yeah.
And I get down to the realness of it and say, hey, I love you so much and I can't stand losing you.
Yeah.
And my life is not going to be good without you. I just want you to get better.
Yeah.
And I want us to get better.
Right.
You know, and if you are being a jerk to me and I'm still able to be vulnerable, you're exposing yourself.
You know what I just thought of that really worked with you on me?
What?
You weren't fighting for the marriage. You were fighting for the person. Because a lot of people fight for the institution of a marriage.
Oh, that's so true.
To be good with your parents, to be good with society, to look good in front of the church, to be together for your children. But when you let me know that it was Rosie, that you're like, you know what, dude, forget everyone and everything and what they think. It is you that I want. Even more than this marriage. So that vulnerability really, really got to me. I knew the depth of your love and the depth of your repentance and how you were never going to do it again when you were vulnerable. Okay. One last question and we're done.
All right.
I'm over here interviewing guest Abel Flores. We didn't even take a commercial break. We don't even need one. It's fine. This has just been so good. It took me a year. You fought a year for me. Okay. Yeah. And it's not like I had been fantastic before. I mean, it was Rosie not being good from 2013 to 2015. Mm-hmm. You mess up 2015 bigger than I did. I don't even know. It's not even bigger. Differently.
Yeah.
More. Something exploded 2015. But both of us lit the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And then you fought for a year for us.
Mm-hmm.
When do you tell someone? okay, you can quit now. Is there a timeline? Because, babe, come on. People can't quit after a month. Mm-mm. Not someone, and I don't know if they should be in something for 15 years, though, when the person hasn't done, when their spouse hasn't tried at all for 15 years.
Yeah.
So is there a time? Maybe when your heart is tight? I mean, gosh. Like I said, when you stop loving someone, right?
Yeah, I think that would have to be it. It's, you kind of, you know when the person really doesn't love you anymore. Why? Because when you have an issue that day, let's say I'm the one trying and you weren't, when I would stop trying, you'd get upset that I would stop trying, you know? And that meant that you wanted me to keep trying, obviously. Sorry. And then you would try a little bit until I was better, and then you'd stop trying.
Yeah.
You know, we'd just go back and forth. So, I mean, I knew you loved me, and I knew that you wanted me to keep trying. You just weren't okay.
Yeah.
And
that sounds like a game. Now, with the way you just described it, it sounds like a dumb game.
It is.
So that's our last and final point. Don't try and not try as a game to prove a point, to make them try, to show them, ooh, he's going to lose me. No, you keep trying genuinely. And if you can't try, then let it be genuinely too, but communicate it. You know what? My heart is tired. I am so hurt. Give me a few days. Just give me 2 days break where I'm just thinking and analyzing or have my space and I'm in my zone. I don't want to fight with you. I just don't want to talk.
Yeah, because it does get very exhausting.
So just let the spouse know, I'm exhausted. I'm not angry. I don't want to leave you. I'm not giving up. I'm just exhausted. Give me a couple days. That at least gives the other person some time to be like, okay, he's going to be away from me 2 days, but when he comes back, I'm going to give it my all, like a recharge.
Yeah.
So let's summarize. When you are trying and your spouse is not trying, what was point one, babe? I forgot. Oh, God.
You just got to keep going, man. You have to really give 100%. Yeah. And
well, I know don't quit as long as you keep loving them. Decide to love them every day. Don't quit at the first month. Give it some time. Abel took a year to do it, and he did it. He has me. And I still have my tough moments, but now when I am mean or accidentally demeaning to him or just rude or I'm in a bad day or I'm on my period, I'm quick to be like, baby, I'm sorry, okay? I'm in this, babe. I haven't quit. I'm so sorry, babe. I shouldn't have said that to you. And do it with your actions.
Yeah.
Just motivate the person with love and with your actions. It's going to get better.
Yeah, definitely.
And remember that whatever you sow, you're going to reap it. You're going to reap it. It's going to turn around. We are praying for you guys. We really, really are. Do not give up. Get some mentors. Get someone that feeds you good things. Give someone that motivates you to keep trying. If it's not your spouse, it could be a good friend or a teacher or a pastor, someone that's praying for you guys. Get good people in your life. It will get better. I know it because I've lived it, not just because I've read about it, but I know it because it's been in my bones, and now I know for 100% that Abel and I are in this until death do us part.
Amen.
I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to The Power of Us. We will be with you again next week.
See ya.
Hola, my name is Enrique Santos, presentador de Tu Mañana y On The Move. Quiero invitarte a escuchar mi nuevo podcast, Hola, My Name Is, donde hablo con artistas, líderes de nuestra comunidad y personas como tú. Mi meta es que juntos conozcamos más sobre los triunfos y las derrotas de mis invitados y que a través de sus historias nos empoderen y nos motiven a superarnos. Lanzamos el show con J Balvin, he's awesome, un artista colombiano que ha revolucionado la música latina y que sigue superando récords mundiales. Él nos cuenta abiertamente sobre sus inicios, el secreto de su éxito y los aprendizajes que lo ayudan a preservar su autenticidad. A partir de este martes 7 de abril, podrás acompañarme todas las semanas a conocer más a fondo a un invitado especial. Puedes encontrar mi podcast en la aplicación digital de iHeartRadio, la descargas gratis, o en donde prefieras escuchar tus podcasts. Hola, my name is The Podcast, a partir de este 7 de abril.